الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, there's a question: what can help somebody to not to shorten the prayer? Someone who feels whenever he enters Salah, he wants to finish it fast. He wants to make ruku', wants to make sujood, finish the attahiyat. So his salah takes very short time. What can help him to take time in his salah? Even some Muslims, when they pray behind imam, they sometimes even before the imam, they make ruku' before him, or they make ruku' with him. All this is from hurrying. What can help somebody to remain in the salah, not to finish fast? From that, inshallah, the person to remember the salah consists of two things: statement and actions. As for the statements, it consists of also two things. What are those two things? The statement of the salah, whether you say Allahu Akbar, you say the dua or istiftah, you recite the fatiha, you say Allahu Akbar to go ruku', Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, in ruku', Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana laka alhamdu, in sujood, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, between two sujood, Rabbi ghfirli, at-tahiyyat, to the end, to assalamu alaykum. What these statements consist of? Two things. What are they? Remembering Allah and making dua. You either remembering Allah or you making dua. Take example for the Fatiha. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the creation. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, most merciful. Malik Yawmiddin, the king of the day of recompense. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, O Allah, you alone, we worship you alone, we ask help, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, the path of those you are favor upon them. Ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dhalin, not the path of those you angry with them, nor those who went lost. So this Fatiha, if you see the beginning, is remembering Allah, praising Allah. Okay, and then if you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you ponder on it, even that, remembering Allah is a means to ask Allah. It's wasila, tawassul. You're getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask Him and to get what you want. You are remembering Allah. You are praising Allah. So, all is for your benefit to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best way, in the way you can get what you want from Allah, remembering Allah, praising Allah. So the salah starts with Allahu Akbar. Allah is the most great. You're praising Allah, you mention Allah, you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By remembering Allah, Allah what he does subhanahu. By remembering Allah, what do you get from Allah? Allah remembers you. Fadkuruni adkurkum, Allah said. Mention me, remember me, I remember you. So you remember Allah, Allah remembers you. You say Allahu Akbar, Allah remembers you. Then you start dua or istifhatah. Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayai. Oh Allah, you mention Allah's name. You get close to Allah by mentioning the biggest name of Allah. All the names of Allah are big. Allah. Allahumma means Ya Allah. That's what it means. Allahumma, it means what? Ya Allah. Oh Allah. بَاعِدْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ خَطَايَايَ كَمَا بَاعَدْتَ بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Make between me and my mistakes far apart, a distance from one another, just as you make it from the east to the west. Between east and west, very far. Oh Allah, make between me and my sin that far. You, after you get close to Allah by mentioning Subhanahu His name, by mentioning Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's attribute, His description, because every name of Allah, there is a description, there is attribute. Allah is the name of Allah, there is uluhiyya lillah, that Allah is the only one who deserves to be worshipped. That's actually the meaning of la ilaha illallah. So you are mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are praising. And Allah loves to be praised because that's the truth. That's the haqq. Allah loves the haqq. Wa huwa al-haqq, and He is the truth. So remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something Allah loves. One of the Sahaba who used to be Imam, he leads Salah, he recites Surah after Fatiha, and then he recites Qul Wallahu Ahad. Or he recites Qul Wallahu Ahad, then he recites Surah. I don't remember now. When he was asked, well, you don't leave Qul Wallahu Ahad reciting this Surah, and you don't recite only itself. He mentioned, Innaha Sifatu Rahman. They complained to the Prophet. They mentioned that to the Prophet. He asked, he said, I love Surah Ikhlas because Inna Sifatu Rahman is a description of Allah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to him, Bihubbika iyaha adkhalaka al-jannah, because of your love of this Surah, Surah Al-Qul Wallahu Ahad, make you enter Jannah. Why he loves Surah Al-Qul Wallahu Ahad? Because he's praising Allah. Qul Wallahu Ahad, Tawheed Al-Uluhiyya. Only Allah is the one who deserves to be worshipped. Allahu Samad, Tawheed Al-Rububiyya. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. لم يلد ولم يولد. The description of Allah. He doesn't have سبحانه وتعالى parents. He doesn't have children. Allah is one. No daughter, no son. Everything belongs to Him. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. None is like Allah. In His lordship, in His worship, in His distribution, asma wa sifat. None is like Allah. So he's saying good about Allah. He praising Allah because Allah loves him. So the point is, when you are in Salah, you are remembering Allah and you are making dua for yourself. And before you make dua for yourself, you remember Allah, so your dua be accepted. You get getting nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said in Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah has the best name, so ask Allah by it. Ask Allah by it. قُلِ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أودعوا الرحمن أيما تدعو فله الأسماء الحسنى. Whether you call Allah by way of Allah or by way of الرحمن, يا الله يا الرحمن, Allah has the best names. So the point is, if a Muslim ponder on the Salah, all of it is to remembering Allah and asking Allah. In Fatiha, in Dua al-Istiftah, in ruku' Subhana Rabbiya al-Azim, Subhana Rabbiya al-Azim, Subhana Rabbiya al-Azim. After that, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Subhanaka Allahumma Rabbana wa bihamdika Allahumma ghafirli. Subhanaka Allahumma Rabbana wa bihamdika Allahumma ghafirli. Remember, Subhanaka Allahumma, what it means? Oh Allah, you are free from imperfections. You are free from mistake, from shortcoming, from error, from injustice, from anything that doesn't match your greatness. Subhanaka Allahumma Rabbana wa bihamdik. Our Lord, all praises and thanks for you. Then after that was Allahumma ghafirli. Ya Allah, forgive me. So after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ruku', you asking Allah. The same thing in sujood, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Then you asking Allah. At-tahiyyat. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. The ever living, the peace, the greatness, the all prayers, the all good is for Allah alone. This is what it means, التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي. You make salam to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. You make the tawheed. You send salli and salam on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, which also means your dua be accepted. Anytime you make dua, remember, send salah and salam to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. This from the means to get close to Allah, your dua be accepted. And then after that, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make dua whatever you want. After the tawheed, praising Allah, sending salah and salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fad'u ma shi'ta, ask Allah what you want. Someone who has this and understand what he's saying, what make him hasten? What make him go very fast? Where are you running to? What's better than remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you're rushing to? Especially in that best form you are. You clean your body, you clean your clothes, you clean the place, you clean your heart. Before that, pure. You start with Allahu Akbar. Yeah, you connect, you surrender, you actually put jail for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot talk, you cannot eat, you cannot laugh, you cannot look. You are in act of worship. Then What make you hasten? What make us run from salah? Such a way even the ruku' is not complete, the sujood is not complete, the sir is not complete. Some of us, because of not knowing, we finish salah, salamu alaykum, now we start making dua. Dua is inside the salah. Dua should have been inside the salah. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The closest the slave is to Allah is when he's in a state of sujood. Then before taslim out, التحيات. You are in salah. You are in salah. So that is when to make dua. That's when to make remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's really, subhanallah, this shows how weak we are. When we wanna finish the salah, while we are only there to remember Allah and to ask Allah. And the point يعني, is remembering Allah. What was the wisdom behind remembering Allah? Does that benefit Allah? Subhanallah. Who benefit from remembering Allah? You. Who benefit from the dua? You. Allah is sufficient. All that is for you. Subhanallah. So a Muslim to remember when he's in salah, Allahu Akbar. He's in a special situation. The way Allah let's say salah is different than any other act of worship. You must have tahara. You must have to have clean clothes. The place you have to be clean place. This is for salah only, not for fasting. Not for hajj unless you make a tawaf on the Kaaba. Not for giving hajj, giving zakah. That is for salah. When you are in salah, therefore salah is the action that Allah loves the most. As-salatu ala waqtiha, to pray salah on time is the action that Allah loves more than any other action. So a Muslim to remember this, so not to hasten. Of course, knowing what you say in it is very important. If you don't know even what you say in it, we just say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Yes, we recite in Quran, speech of Allah, Alhamdulillah. But when you know the meaning, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik, Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu, Iyaka nasta'in, Ihdina as-sirat. The best dua is to ask Allah guidance. And that means to teach you and to keep you firm and to apply what Allah teaches you and to save you from those who know the truth but they deviated knowingly. Allah is angry with them. Or those who think they please in Allah, doing a lot of act of worship, but it's a waste of time. عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. They do action and they tire, but they get تَسْلَى نَارًا حَامِيَةً. They enter hellfire, boiling fire. بُعْلِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. So you're asking Allah to save you from these two groups. It's not easy dua. It's Allah to make you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon the path of Prophet sallallahu and sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those who are waver upon them. Allah guide me to the path of those who are waver upon them. Who are they? Ulaika alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim min an-nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada'i was-salihin wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. Dhalika al-fadlu min Allah wa kafa billahi 'alima. So brothers, yes, we have shaitan. Whenever we enter, shaitan is there. Whenever we enter, shaitan comes. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, until the person doesn't know even how many rak'ah he pray. You enter salah, now you remember what was bothering you. You didn't remember. From the time you left your work, your house, until you come to me, you didn't remember what was bothering you. You enter salah, you remember. What was making you happy, you didn't remember. You enter salah, you remember. Something you lost, you didn't remember, looking for whole day long. You enter salah, you remember it. You enter the salah, you don't know what you say in it. Why? Because the shaitan, al-la'in, he knows that. So he focus on, he try his best to divert us from our ibadah. Until salah, it become to some of us, we ask Allah to forgive us, it's really something very heavy. Let us get rid of it. Let us get rid of it. Why you get rid of it? It's your interest. It's the best thing you have in this dunya. Alhamdulillah, who legislate salah and legislate different time. You forget Allah hours, then this salah comes, then shaitan take you away, busy with dunya, another salah comes, you go back, another salah comes, another salah, divide into 24 hours. Alhamdulillah. To keep on remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be forgiven between the two salah. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those الذين يقيمون الصلاة مقيمين الصلاة those who establish the salah and pray it properly and Allah accept it from them. We ask Allah al-Karim to give us all of us good ending. وصلى الله وسلم بارك على نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه اجمعين.